Good morning, everyone. I'm Robert Woolsey. I'm news director here at Raven Radio. And joining me in the studio is Garland Kennedy. Hi, Garland.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Garland is the new sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel and reporter, sports editor slash reporter, right? And stepping into some big shoes, formerly filled by Klaus Stolpe.
Exactly. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So you've been covering the Sitka sports scene now for about a month or so?
Just over a month now, yeah.
Okay. And how has it been so far?
So far, I've enjoyed it. Everybody's been very nice, really forthcoming and open. And I'm really looking forward to covering the fall sports as we really get ramped up now with cross country and volleyball.
Okay. So what's been happening this past couple of weekends?
Well, the cross country team has opened their season in Juneau last weekend. And at that meet, actually, Dominic Pachoco, a senior at Sitka High School, ran a stunning 15:56, which is the Juneau course record, despite the hills on that course. And Anna Prussian ran a 19:33 in Juneau, coming in second place in the girls' race. Overall, the cross-country team has done really well in their first week. They also had a meet this weekend, and they will have a meet next weekend as well. The volleyball team has also opened up in Juneau that weekend.
Okay, so volleyball played last weekend in Juneau as well?
Yes, they called it their Jamboree match, and that was both Sitka High School and Mount Edgecombe competing against other local schools, 3A and 4A, in Juneau.
Okay, I want to circle back, Garland, to Dominic Pachoco's time. What did you say it was? 15 what?
15:56.
And this is over a course that's like 3.1 miles.
Exactly, 5K.
So he's got sort of in the neighborhood of 5 minute miles going there.
He sure does.
And that is, you know, everyone talks about the 4 minute mile, the holy grail of track, or at least in the 20th century it was.
I think it still is.
Who can do the 4 minute mile? But that's just 1 mile. This is three consecutive miles at a pace that is just blistering.
Exactly. Typically for a man, a 20-minute 5K is considered doing fairly well. And here he is beating it by a full 4 minutes.
Yeah. So what's it look like for Sitka Wolves and cross country at state? How does that shape up to state times, do you know?
At this point, it's a little bit too early to predict, but Dominic is going to be running very competitively with other top-tier runners in the state.
Okay. What about the other, I guess in cross-country, it's the top five runners that score in that sport?
I honestly can't remember if it's five or seven.
I don't know either, but anyway, the ranking is important. Is Dominic being supported by good runners behind him?
He sure is. So at the first two meets that Sitka High School has competed in, the boys team has placed second out of seven or eight teams.
Okay. So there's Dominic, we've got a kind of a star runner.
Exactly.
But then the rest of the field is strong as well.
He is. He's supported by Asa Demmert, who typically comes in second for the Wolves. And I can't remember his time off the top of my head, but he's also running very competitively.
Okay. And on the girls' side for cross country, you mentioned Anna Prussian did a 19:33.
Exactly. Also exceptionally fast.
Yeah. You mentioned that a good time for men is in the 20-minute range, and here she's busting that.
Exactly.
Our part. How's the field look for the Lady Wolves in cross country?
It also looks pretty good, though they haven't been placing quite as well as the boys' team has so far.
But some promise there, anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a chance to see swimming this past weekend?
I did not.
Okay.
I was out hiking all weekend.
Along with everybody else in town.
Exactly. The weather's too perfect.
What's your game plan going to be for covering high school sports? Because there is a lot of travel involved. What is the strategy for a new reporter coming in to Sitka? How can you get it all in?
Well, it's really not been easy. We really have to play catch up. Sunday and the Monday after an away game, I will email or text the coaches, and I'll do my best to find out what went down, what happened, what exactly they think about the games or the meets. And then I will do my best to write my piece by the middle of the week.
Okay. Do you have a chance to talk to any of the kids?
Not yet, though that is definitely in the plans.
Okay. What about your own background? Were you an athlete in school?
In high school, yes, I was a swimmer. I was never a cross-country runner. Swimming and water polo were my sports in high school.
Oh, okay. We don't have water polo here. Well, we have recreational water polo. Okay. What did you do? What kind of swimming did you do?
I swam the 500.
Okay.
And I was not particularly fast, so I cannot remember my time.
Well, 500, that's the endurance event of swimming.
It sure is, 20 laps.
Okay, so not a sprinter then.
No.
Okay. And where did you come from?
I come from Maryland, right outside Washington, D.C.
All right. And folks, I guess it's no secret that you're Esther Kennedy's cousin.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Esther has been here for a few years working for the tribe, but
yes.
Has gone on to get a graduate degree.
That's right, in Davis.
Okay. And did you inherit any of Esther's mountain running chops? I think she's made headlines before for the Alpine Adventure Run. And
that's things. Right. She has won the women's race, I think, 2 years in a row. I plan to run next July. I don't expect to beat her time. She is very fast. I have run with her before.
Yeah.
She is faster than I am.
Okay. Just speculatively, suppose Esther did come back for the Alpine Adventure. You've been here. She's been down in California. The mountains are not quite as steep at UC Davis. Do you think you might be able to get an edge on her?
I think there's a chance if I train enough. We'll see how lazy I am.
You have been getting outside a lot while you're here?
I live to be outside.
Okay, good, good. Well, you're in the right place, and Sitka certainly has been putting its best foot forward out for you in terms of weather.
I agree.
Garland, before we go, you wanted to talk about Sitka High School softball. Was honored at the school board recently?
Yes. The Sitka High School softball team won the D2 championships in Anchorage last May, but they were only honored by the Sitka School District last Wednesday because this was the first school district meeting, school board meeting since that May, and they performed very well, though only two of them were actually present to receive the award.
Okay, so Lady Wolves, state champions last year in small schools.
That's right.
And were only two present because the team had graduated a lot of seniors? Or was
a lot of seniors had graduated.
Okay, so do you think it's going to be kind of a rebuilding year for softball? Is that...
Again, I'm not totally sure, since the season hasn't started up yet, exactly who they're going to have. And what it really comes down to often is how many returning varsity players they have.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks on Sentinel Sports?
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of cross country and a lot of volleyball, because Mount Edgecombe and Sitka have both started that as well.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see if Dominic Pachoco and Anna Prussian can whittle down these times any further. Is there an invitational cross-country meet in Sitka?
There typically? Is, and I can't remember the date of it off the
okay.
top of my head.
Yeah, typically I know they will all show up out by like the Sitka Sound Science Center. I mm-hmm. think the course goes from there through Totem Park.
That's exactly right.
And compared to Juneau, that's a flat course.
Very flat. So Juneau and Petersburg, the two courses they've already run, have been fairly hilly.
Right. So we could see some even better times in Sitka when that rolls around.
I would definitely expect it.
Okay. Well, Garland, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
And thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you learn about Sitka's high school athletes as you follow these games and talk to coaches and hopefully talk to kids and stuff. So keep us posted on a weekly basis. I'm Robert Woolsey. I'm news director here at Raven Radio. I've been joined by Garland Kennedy. He's the new sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. And you've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.